And next, how to soothe her mate after a frightening diagnosis. Guest, what could I do to help my husband? He's just gotten a very serious diagnosis, and he's very fearful. Abraham, well, how are you doing? Are you fearful too? Guest, well, I'm trying not to think about it, but I have pains in my stomach. Abraham, when you do think about it, do you feel fear? Guest, yes. Abraham, so you are not in a position to help him because you are as fearful as he is. So if you talk about it, you'll just bang around there together in that fearful place. The first thing you have to do is to practice feeling hopeful until you're sure you're more hopeful than fearful, and then you will be of great advantage to him. Talk to us about whatever it is that's making you feel fearful. So, my husband has been diagnosed with something scary, and I'm scared. Or, my husband has been diagnosed with something scary, and I'm feeling all right about it. Now, do you think that it's wrong for you to feel good about something that scares everybody else? This is a big question. Do you have the right, first of all, to feel good under bad conditions? That is the first step, because if you believe that you have the right, then the next question is, setting your husband and his diagnosis aside completely, would you rather feel good or bad? Now, do you think it's possible to focus upon something that usually makes you feel bad and feel good? Well, it is actually possible, and that is the work you have to do. In other words, you could change the subject and just focus on other things that make you feel good, but that would not change the way you feel about this thing that makes you feel scared. So the work is, I've got to focus upon something that, right now, makes me feel afraid and coax myself into being able to not feel so afraid of it. That is the work. That is the emotional journey. I've got to feel less afraid. And the guest said, and how do you do that? Abraham, well, you do it by wanting it enough to keep trying. Let's try here. So, you're still having that fearful feeling. Well, let's see if we can coax that out. You'll know that you've done it if you can start feeling relief. Now, you're really going to like this. This is so important. Your assignment right now with us is to take an emotional journey, which means that your assignment right here with us is to change your vibration, which changes everything. It changes your power of influence, and you can help your husband once you change the power of influence. So your work right now is to take an emotional journey, which means that your work is to change your vibration, which means that your work is to feel better, which means that your work is to find relief. That is your assignment right now. Your assignment is not to try to find a cure. Your assignment is not to try to find a path that will bring this about. Your assignment is so much more simple than that. Your assignment is to move from fear to ease. So, with that simple assignment, just ramble. Try to detach yourself enough from the diagnosis, from the prognosis, from whatever your husband is feeling. Try to detach yourself from it enough that you can focus upon the subject and feel good while you do it, right here and now. Guest. Okay. He's had this diagnosis, but deep inside, I don't believe it. It still doesn't seem to me as if he's really ill. It almost seems to me as if this is the modern medical fairy tale kind of thing. You know, you go to a doctor and he finds you sick, and deep inside, somehow, he looks good to me. He doesn't have a feeling of illness to me. Abraham, well, you're right there. As you said that, that feels to us like your more stable feeling. In other words, the fear that was amplified by the recent diagnosis and by your husband's response to it was a sort of blip on your radar. But what you said to us just now feels like your truer set point, does it not? We can feel that you feel that. So when we say, are you afraid? Your answer is, well, I can make myself afraid if I focus upon it in fearful ways and really listen in the way the doctor is pinpointing it. But I have to work harder at feeling afraid than I do about the way I really feel. Would you say that's accurate? Yes, that's true. So when we say, are you afraid? Your answer is, well, I can make myself afraid if I focus upon it in fearful ways and really listen in the way that the doctor is pinpointing it. But I have to work harder at feeling afraid than I do about the way I really feel. Would you say that's accurate? The guest, that's true. Abraham, then you are in a very good place of helping your husband. Can you hear yourself conveying that to him? When you convey that to him, does he go along with you and your stable, secure feeling, or does he argue for the limitation of the sickness? Guest, he argues for the limitation of the sickness. Abraham, so the doctor has more credibility with him than you do. Guest, always. Abraham, so now you're in a position where you're worried about what he's doing with his vibration because you know that what he's doing is going to affect his experience. Guest, exactly. Abraham, So, the emotional journey that you're taking is not about going from fear to security about the illness, because you are already secure. Your emotional journey is going from worrying about what your husband is doing in creating his own reality to not worrying about what your husband is doing in creating his own reality. Does that make sense? In other words, the emotional journey that you need to take here is about feeling secure in your husband's ability to manage his own life experience or to come around to his own wellness. So, do you believe that he can? What's your emotional set point on that? Yes. Not really. I mean, I don't really believe that he can. Abraham, you want to. You would like to hope, but your belief is in a place of disbelief. In other words, you do not believe that he can, but you need to believe that he can before you can feel good. Yes? So that is the journey that we want to take with you right now. In this little bit of time, here in this focused energy, try to move yourself to that. Try to move yourself from not believing that he can clean up his vibration and do it to believing or hoping that he can clean up his vibration. Make that effort. Do not lose sight of what you're doing. You just want to give yourself relief. You're not trying to fix him. You're not trying to make him well. You're trying to take an emotional journey where you feel better. The feeling is you're not optimistic about his getting hold of this, and you want to be optimistic. So what you want to do is talk yourself into feeling more optimistic about him getting a hold of this. Has he been an abject failure at everything he's tried? Guest, oh no. Abraham, oh, so he does accomplish some things. Like what? Guest, oh yeah, he's been successful in business. Abraham, you mean he can focus and make things happen? Guest, oh yeah. Abraham, and the world responds to him in a positive way? Guest, very. Abraham, so you do not see him as someone who is incapable of making up his mind and getting what he wants? Guest, not at all. But on this subject, he's a little tenuous because he has an expert giving him bad information. Abraham, exactly. So, have you ever seen him look out into a marketplace or look at something that did not look the way he wanted it to be? And have you ever seen him just use his will and make things turn out, even though there was evidence that was to the contrary? Have you ever seen him do that? Guest, yeah. Abraham, for example, guest, there can be something, say a product that shows up and I look at it and I say, it's not really working well. And he says, no, it is. It's fine. Let go of your doubts. It's fine. Abraham, so he does understand this. He understands the idea of mind over matter. He understands the idea of using his focus sort of willpower in order to bring things about. You have seen him have that success in his experience, yes? Guest, yes, but not in health things. Abraham, now you just lost sight of what your goal was. Because we were leaning there. We were almost there. And then you snatched back and got something that made you feel worse. Now, why would you do that? You get the sense of what we're talking about? In other words, that is the work. You do not want to reach back and get that stuff that makes you feel worse. You want to reach out and find that stuff that makes you feel better. And you want to practice that better feeling stuff until you can say with confidence, my husband is a focuser. And sure, this has got him knocked off his balance a little bit, but it would anybody. But I've seen him regaining his balance. Relative to what? Where have you seen him regaining his balance? Have you ever seen him off his balance and then get it back? Guest, yeah. Abraham, for example. Guest, oh, he's a golfer. He can look outside and say, well, it looks like rain, but I'll go anyway because it'll probably be okay. You know, it'll probably clear and it'll probably work out. Abraham, this really is his nature, is it not? Are you not beginning to feel foolish about your doubt in him? In other words, he's not going to have any trouble getting a hold of this once he relaxes with the idea of it a little bit. In other words, his resources are going to return, and he's going to regain his balance like he always does, and he's going to apply himself successfully, and he has the benefit of having optimistic you, who is not really even worried about this diagnosis, tenderly coaching him toward positive expectation. Now you feel better, do you not? Yes, I do. Abraham, the first emotional journey that we tried to drag you along on, you did not even need. You were already there. And in the second emotional journey, you came very quickly in a very short time, you see. So as you find doubts creeping in, and they might, just drown them out with things that feel better until you stand in that confident place. You're going to be bowled over by your power of influence when you're steadily in that place of expecting your husband to manage his life. He has been managing it so far and doing extremely well, and there's no reason for him to stop now over some pesky thing that really has more to do with what the doctor thinks than it does to do with what he thinks. Guest, thank you.